Here, she's a solid bio because of the possible vestachides that she's having to develop. Mashaikin, in this case, that Ramu mentions, where the women sold down not only on the first of Nisi, on the first of Nisi and then on the 20th of Nisi. So the Bach says she's only a solid bio on the second day of Shemeshia, which is the first of Nisi, because of the possibility that she's heading for the cultivation of the vestachides on the first of the month. But on the first day of Shemeshia, which is the 30th of Nisi, she doesn't have to be separated from her husband. Why should she? In the beginning, this is like a Beset Afrogi. What does in the beginning mean? The 30th day is of the preceding year. What does it mean, 30th day? 30th day is what? You have to have a base from which to reckon. So it means, in the beginning, means a woman who has a Beset Afrogi. So she has to be separated from the husband on the 30th day is of the preceding year. But in this, so if she saw down on the first of this, on the 20th of Nisan, she didn't see down. So the first day of Shemeshia is the 30th of Nisan. So it's the 30th day of the preceding, of the last prayer. But if she saw down on the 30th of Nisan and on the 20th of Nisan, so the first day of Shemesh, the first day of Shemesh is only the 11th as of the last prayer. So it's not in the babies. In the babies, by definition, is the 30th as of the less as of the less thing. So we cannot say that the task is difficult. The task is not difficult. Because just as we saw that it's possible. I mean that Ramo and the task say that when a woman saw on the first of this and 20th of this, and then on the first of the year, so she has to go by on the ninth of the year. So the Beis Yosef says, no, if she saw down on the first of the year, why should she be a soul of Bible on the ninth of the year? What's the significance of the ninth of the year? Is the 20th of the 20th of Nisan? But if she saw down on the first of the year, so it's not the 20th as of the last preceding year. It's not. So that's the longest of the Beis Yosef. But the Ramo and the Taz, they are here. And they say, because suppose she had already cultivated two Bestes Kavua. So then we would say, I mean the Shach is really giving that case. But in that case, so he takes it for granted, the Ramo and the Taz, that you would have to observe the Beset Afrogi, even though there was another year that intervened. Why? Because we would say the reason is why another thing intervened is because the woman is disposed to cultivate the Beset Achidosh as well. So that's the reason why she had a VA on the first of the year. Not because she's Iker, the Achrog of Chofiyim. She's not Iker, the Achrog of Chofiyim. But she wants to have two parallel Bestes. So in Melee, we can explain the Sheik of the Tazia too. We can explain the Sheik of the Tazia too. That the Tashita is that if she saw down on the first of Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, so she has to be Chisheshes. On the first day of the Shemesh, it's the best of the Bindish, which is the best of the Afrogo. Why? Because this is the best of the Afrogo of the independence of the average woman. That's the best afloat of the average woman. That's the definition of, I mean, this is one case where we have the concept of the average person in our independence. Is merely represents the concept of the average woman. So the average woman has the years down, has the period every 30th day. So mainly this is a best afloat. This is Beset Afrogi. So even though she had the Rias down, she had the Rias down on the 20th, so that is because we say that this woman is headed towards cultivating a Beset Afrogi of every 20th day. But that does not interfere with the Beset Afrogi of the Israelis. So it's not difficult. It's not so mistaken that she dealt with us. But it's not difficult. What is difficult is the fact that the task says the Rupashim. When the flames fall, He's like the other way around. And this is what Campanella says. He's coming to me, so he's a piece of the whole. The whole head, the whole ass of the whole thing is me. She didn't tell us what she did now to the same year. When the baby is, we told me, Mechashi, and the baby is, Mirio Achel. Mirio Achel. The people are back with him. And there is no skill between one Bach and the other. The other Bach always says she has to be Chishesh in the first day of Shemeshia. He has reference to the case where she's just so dumb on the first of Nisi. But at the 20th of Nisi she didn't see. So then, the first day of Shemeshia, she has to be Chishesh. All right, now. For tomorrow. Alright, I want just you to go over. So Josh, you have to go up to, I mean, not two or not any further than two. But in the Mahabal and Ramon and the thousand shots, up to Sikita. Last time I mentioned it, I mean that the difficulty. So I said we'll have to apply it then after an oath to the kings where he's into the Derech. So Memele, so if it had been just the invested of Lobe, an ordinary invested of Lobe, so if he's into the Derech, he's Mutam of the Alishte. But if it becomes a invested of Moke for Baflobe and Tashmish, so that's not some of the best, though, that's best of Mamesh. So then the Achayim say that the mitzvah of Rifkides Ishkel, which is mitzvah of Derech, is not Bechel. So that's enough to mean it. I mentioned it.
If it becomes a Vesra Murkov of a Phloga and Tashmish, so then there will be no basis to say that the...
So then they say that there is only the father saying that then he will be saying for death. So the mitzvah of Rifkides Ishkel is not Bechel. The Israel of Phloga and Ishkel is the best of man. If it is just the best of Phloga, so it's only the best. But if it's the best of Murkov of a Phloga and Tashmish,
everybody agrees. Shimso in yourself,
So the machlokes between the Rebbe and Baal Moya, which is going 2 years in the Gemara, Daf Samadale, is in regard to the case where there were three shinuim. But the three shinuim did not consist of one particular day. They were shinuim relative to the heretofore Pesach. So that is also Shimso himself below Yishmael. And then there was one deviation, she had the Rias Dalam on the 30th, and then she had another deviation on the 30th, on the 32nd, and so the preceding day. Then she had a third deviation on the 34th, and so the preceding day. So it's also there. Neka Veset Rosh, Ve'ilo Veset Klal, Ve'ilo Veset Klal, so she doesn't, when this Veset of Chof is Neka, for the three deviations of three different days, so then she doesn't have any Veset Ruha, because in order to have a Veset Ruha, she must have three Rias on the same day. But then the Shite of the Raivet is, and that's based upon our Girsi, in the Afsabdalet Nihimoy, because for years we have visited of Ishay, Chayzer the Kriyosi of Ishay, Vichrishesh is like Tommy that she Yakov and Shalishma. So in other words, that's the sheet of the right. That if a visit of Ruah is Neka by virtue of three deviations that do not coincide on the same day, so the visit of Ruah is Neka, but this is kind of an Akira that is subject to revival. In other words, so if after the three deviations she will again have a period on the 20th, so that revives the heretofore visit of Yom Chol. Mimele, in order to be accurate, he'll require again three deviations. That's the difference between a visit kavua that is neka through three deviations that consist of a riyas dam on the same day. Let's say the heretofore Veset Ruah was the 20th, and then three deviations she had it on the 32nd, the same day. So and then she'll again have the period on the 20th. So it will not be revived. So it will only be a Veset Ruah, and it will be neka with one deviation. But if the three deviations consist of the 30th and the 32nd and the 34th, so the Veset of Chof is Neka. But if after all these three deviations she again has the period on the 20th, that revives the heretofore Veset Ruah 20th, and in order to be revitalized, she'll have to have three akiras, three shinuim, three deviations. The Baal Moya Shita is Neka. The Baal Moya Shita means it doesn't make any difference. Even if the Veset of Ruah is Neka, for three deviations on three different days, and then she has the period on the 20th, so it's not revived, and it can be neka again with one deviation. But the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch passed through like the Raivet, not like the Moya. So then he says, "V'yoadim lifsikol miliri sholish emes." What it means, sholish emes? The emes, the emes mentioned here. What was her Veset Ruah, her original Veset Ruah? Chof Yeh, the 20th day. So suppose for 60 days she had the Veset Ruah. She has the Veset Ruah of not seeing down, of seeing down every 20th. And then she stopped seeing down for 60 days. Three times her, it doesn't mean here Sholishim is painless. Sholishim is painless would be 90 days. But here it means Sholishim is her Enoch. Of the Veset Ruah that she had. That was the 20th day. She always was accustomed to sit down. So if after she became accustomed to sit down every 20th day, so for 60 days she didn't see any down. So then Bahakachos of Yirates, Bilba Veset of Ishim, so then it becomes revived. It becomes revived, in other words. So as they explained. But for 60 days she didn't see any down. Then she saw down. And then 20 20 days later, she again saw down. So Mele, since she saw down on the 20th as of the preceding Rie, after a cessation of Rie's down for 60 days, so the old vessel, Kavua, after seeing down every 20th day, becomes revived. And in order to be Neker again, it will require 3 deviations. All right. Now, before we start the task, so I just want to go over which is the most important shaft. Which is the most important shaft in Sif Kuptudes. In Sif Kuptudes. That's Sif Lamed. I already mentioned it, but the shaft says it. All right. Poyisho Sheroa Soch, Sheshes, the Beset Achidish, Laflogge, Achetikva, Beset Achidish, Bibloponi, or Beset Aflogge, Dalekon, or Ishtaki Rachasme, Kinsel, Echelman, Kisetroa Soch, the Hope, or Poyisho Sheroa Soch, Kosma Tur, Shna Rampan, Beset Achidish, Sheshes, the Bifilose, Pamaha, Savo Beset Aflogge, Yev Shalofish, Achetir, Yishnio, Shabri, Das, Lazi, Yemi, Maflegges. נימצ זיי מאשר ריאל אין רשכע גשניס חישש פורש חדשיה רואה סבי נרשכע גשיה גן חישש פורש בסריב רואה סבי נרשכע גשיה גן so three years on the first of the month in succession so who five is the rish חיידש so it's just that we share it was from who out the first of the month לא יבוא עשו לרשכע גשיה so even though she saw down on the first of this is first of the year, but it's a blessing she will go out, so it is Neka with one shino. Neka v'shchemesh chayde v'yachin sheshes libeiz b'sim. Libeiz b'sim. Why? Because she saw dam on the first of this. And then she saw dam on the first of the year. The first of the year, there's the second day v'shchemesh of the year, because this is a mole, so that means it's the 31st day as of the first of this. So, the last aflogge was aflogge of Lamdalet Yei. So, Mele, if she didn't see any dam on the first of Sivan, mitzad possible. Veset, or Achidesh, she's a soul of Vayu on the second of Sivan, because of the possible. Veset aflogge of Lamdalet Yei. But the same shape, you should hear of Tiku Veset aflogge of Lamdalet. Shall yes, she's listening, be here, shall this aflogge. That's what it does. When it says that Chayshino, when she saw Dam on the first of this, and then on the first of the year, which is the 31st of the first of this, so we are here, she is establishing, she is in the process of establishing the Vesit. Aflogi of Lamdalvi and Lamdalvi. So it doesn't mean the two does not mean to exclude any other possible vessel. So the mash fashion is people by Zalma Vadame, love me when she's all locked to the market. No, because she has prechishish for another vessel also. What is it? That's the inabilities of the 30th day. Of the 30th day. So Sharim of Vesit Pogua, the whole Shim of Vesit Pogua, Chishishis in Lamed, שינו בימיס, לא מצלימה, שאף עוד אישי עוד אין שחידש, ולמלם את לבי, אין לי דין בסת פגוע. So that's what the tour says there is, if let's say, if she saw down on the first of this, on the first of the year, and then on the first of Sivu also, so then it would become a bestet pavu of Sivu on the first of the month. But in view of the fact that on the first of Sivu, she did not see any dam, so it's neka mitiras veset kavua. Really the expression neka mitiras veset kavua is not an accurate expression because it never became a veset kavua. If she had seen dam on the first of Sivan, then it would culminate in the veset kavua of the first of the month. But since she did not see on the first of Sivan, so it doesn't culminate into the best of one. But that's the expression that they use. It's neka miteras best of one. By virtue of the fact that she didn't sit down on the first of Sivan, so it did not become the best of one. So it's neka miteras best of one. But it still has to be chayshish for the imshleishi and the score of best shemit of one. Right? In the business. I found a shame. We feel that image. What's the lema? The more I saw him, they see him. Boy, be mache. Three holoche, she in Lamed. Yes, it is. That's the end of the image. We think of some fish. We think of some bath. The more I saw him, they see him. Kishiagia, we shred the stamus. Kishesh, we in base. The read, there is shred the stamus. In base, there is shred the stamus. Now Sivan is again in Mori. So Tammuz has Kidesh Rishchedesh. Mishmein Abendi, she Lamed. Ulbeit be Tammuz, she Aflo Lafloge. So of course, I'm dumping him with Abis Yosef. Beisi, Tzri Cholochesh. So the Rufush also says like Abis Yosef, that if a woman has a Beset Shemek of Guah, so then she has to be chesheshes for Yim Lamed. That's the innovative. That's the innovative. But there is also God's good answers. The Hesim is a halacha is with the Benis. Afa pishle tira yeyu. The Yim Lamed in Eka bipa machas. Now, so we could say that I mentioned that what is the shita of the Tiras Hashlomi. Reter Hashlomim says, in Simukov Pites, see Galat. Vatulein of him, shall be Mikvar at Pamachas, Nekabi Pamachas, the Hina Shmoish Ashas Vatu, the Varajbo, the Hola Poski, the Hina Mashmoish Am Chabatan, would make a Teresov, should be seeking Gilukosa, did the Bain is having the best of Gur Mamish, the Decker of Gilukom. Rudok was it, who for his Gamkin over Shah, the Simon Zay, Sifkot Lam. So what's the shita of Tiras Hashlomim? The Ein Abein is that is obligatory for a woman who has a Beset Shemek Kavua, but since the Ein Abein is at the same status as the Beset Shemek Kavua itself. Even though it has the Chumre of the Beset Kavua in regard to the case where the 30th day has elapsed, so then she has Surah Bala until she makes a Tiki. So in that respect, it has the Chumre to the status of the Beset Kavua. But in respect to the number of times it requires in order to be Neka, it is the status of the Beset Shemek Kavua. How many deviations does the Beset Shemek Kavua require in order to be Neka? One. So the Mele, the Ein Abein is only requires one shin, one deviation. In other words, if a woman, in 1 month did not sit down on the 30th as of the preceding Rie, so in the following month she is not Asura Lubayim. And the 30th day is of the preceding. That's the shite of the Tiras Hashlomim. And he says, the Lord Ika Terezov. Now, what does that Terezov say? He said, Terezov. But Terezov was counting Rabbis Yosef, the Hesim Yitzvich Holochish. When the Bain is Afal Pishol Tirayi, the Yim Lamed Yim Neka Bipamach. It's not as the Tiras Hashlomim says. Be Yisho Shemim Lomeset Kuvua. Then the Shach says, "Ve'in zelochim fal." So what does it mean, "Ve'in zelochim fal"? In other words, he's masik on that terazov. He's masik on the Rebush. The Rebush says that if a woman has invested in the Kavua, and then so she has to be chesheshes for the inabilities. But if there was one deviation, if one time, she did not sit down on the 30th as of the preceding Rie, so then in the following month she's not a soul Bible on the 30th as of the last Rie. So this is what Tiras Hashlomim says. But the Rivu says in order that the requires three deviations. So the Shach says, ain't a Nochipa. What does it mean, Nochipa? So the Tiras Hashlomim assumed, Sich baklamet ein Job, dann zieh es Jungs, ne Schachschi, things like itself. That, and noch einmal say, that it should require free deviations in order to neka. That, that the inner babies can be neka with one deviation. But the Chavizdah says, no, it's not a pshat in the Shach. It's not a pshat in the Shach. In other words, he says that pshat in the Shach because he himself agrees with that shit. So that's the meanest one. He says that pshat in the Shach. That on the contrary, the Chavizdah says that inner babies is never neka, even with three deviations. Because this is not. When do we say that you with three deviations can be AK, if it's a Beset Kavua, peculiar to this woman? But in the Benedis is not the Beset of this woman. It's the Benedis, it's the Beset of the average woman. So Mimela, even though this particular woman three times did not sit down on the 30th as of the preceding year, but it still cannot be Neka as an Benedis. So in other words, according to Hamizdas, a woman who has no Beset Kavua is always a smaller bailo on the 30th day as of the preceding day. Always. And according to Chabad, who says that this is the Pshat in the Shach, the way that there is a Shlomi? Maybe what the Shach says in Yochum. This Aloha by Levush, that the Ein HaBeinis requires three Shinui in order to be Neka, is not right. So what does it mean? So we can explain it in two ways. Either that it requires only one shinu in order to neka, or that it never is neka. So according to Nezashlomi, it means even with one shinu it is neka. According to Chavizdas, it is never neka. Alright. Ufize, Vadim, Vilifias, Vilios, Zvicholoche, Shilulame, Uvimachidus. Vimachidus. I mean, this is the Uvimachidus. This is according to English. The Chintos of the Rishi. To be back. The Maishnor in the Chiddish Nissen, which is for the Chiddish Yer, Hanu Vizayoni, the Mashi Kosu, the Mashi Omo, or Shilema, or Shilichta, Horei in the Chiddish Nissen, which is for the Chiddish Yer, Hanu Vizayoni, the Chiddish Yer, with the Mawe, the Chiddish, which is the Shilam Goliosu, Shilu Beinus, so the Bach also said that, like the Taz, that if a woman saw on the first of Nisan, and she's a woman who has a message in Kavua, so then she does have a Bible, the first day of Shreveshia, and the second day of Shreveshia. The first day of Shreveshia is after the Bible on the score of Inobeyans, the 30th day. The second day of Shreveshia, she does have a Bible on the score of Inesachet, and she has it Achet. The first of the mountain. I am Zion, the Shemishia, the mountain of the Shemishia, the Rolosa, Shemibenis, the Shemishis, the Shemishis, Atka, Avokosha Yamze, Yukina Rambam, the Arab Shemishis, because Malach Shoshish is Psycholofish, because he showed him Psycholofish, the best Achish, Ulaf Loge, because he came to Pierce of Damkin, Psycholofish, when the Benis, the Ato, we've shot the Grinch, because we should get to the Sahish, Ulaf Loge, he was supposed to say, so he says that the Ramban, the two, they discuss the case of the woman as a vessel chain of war. So she saw him on the Shemesh Nissen, and then she saw him on the 20th of Nissen, and then she saw him on the Shemesh Yeah, or the case where she didn't see him on the Shemesh Yeah. So they discuss the Ramban, the two, they discuss all kinds of contingencies, and they mention. But the only mention she has to be chesheshes for two kinds of vessels. The vessel achloge and the vessel achish. Why did they mention in the Beinis? Apparently, that a woman does not have to be chesheshes for in the Beinis over and above the Beinis achish. And that's the shachshik that that she only is assured by the Beinis achish, not in the Beinis. Because the Ramban and the Torah don't mention. So first is Masi coming. I mean, here is not Masi coming too. I'm sorry, on the Taz, because when the Shach wrote the Sipsikarian, so he hadn't seen the two as yet. well, the same halacha is mentioned by Du, is mentioned by Difficulty, is mentioned by Bach, is mentioned by Mivush, that a woman who has investigated the Vua, so she has to be Cheshes for the Inus Achilles and for the Inus, which is something other than the Inus Achilles. Something other than the Inus Achilles. So Mimele, so he says, one halacha that is massive, that the woman is not a soul by law and the innovators. And then he's also massive against them because they all say the Rivush, the Bach, the Prisie, and the Taz, that the innovators is always the 30th. So he says, no, the innovators is not the 30th. The innovators is the 31st. No one is chelik of that, but what it means is after Lamed Yom have expired. So in other words, it can only be the 31st day. Not when the Lamed Yom, the 30th day begins, but after it has expired. So the Lamed Yom is the 31st day, not the 30th day. Ustam Goshe Chadisipeno, the Chibos Rambal, is a Rishemi, or what is the Sikhim in Nosho? Kamu Yeno, Lamed Yom, Tilasli, Acheres, שריבה לא שכך הרבה יסירה ודרמת וכי נגיס מישנה פרדלת ובין אלף מיוחס יסירה בלי הלו של רמבר נאו וכי מחשרה שבי כבר יד ההוא בכל הלו של חסתר ובלייה והוא שפור מסוך צלוסו וסיח לו למה מגביה אבל לאחר למד בה ידיקה זו לא שנות רשי is לאחר למד so that means that in the Venus is after she has counted למד יד not the למד יד itself but למד אלף יד
Well, the Hilaram Kerr, the President of the Soviet Union,
ללבור אותו עשה לחומים שרואה זה בלחישס לרבו של האחר וליס כבר לא חושב את הבאמס שום שלו ישיבים וכן הרשבו בזה צבאי ושל הבסטס כל זה כמה בו מבינים שלו הבסטס בקוע הציפולוח של הבאמס של הרגי וליס כבר של ציפולוח של הבאמס לחיים לחיים נמצאים את התוצאה לבור כל זה רמבל ואתה מחבר לחל שתשאלו כל מבסט הרי כל הלו שחישס מרגים הרגי וליבוסים שצריכו לא חושב את הבאמס אבל בבד העיר בין איס אני בחיל יש לחידש ואין סיים שופכים משמה זו צריך או לא חיל יש לחידש הבא ניסו לו אנחנו רצויים comes to the conclusion that whenever we shame the mention in the brain is נעשו על הבאי לא it means אין סחידש so 6 months in the year it happens to be the innovators but they mean אין סחידש but if it is a number when it's not in his Achidesh, so then she's not a soul of mine. Not a soul of mine. The Chidmuch HaBis Yimba Bala Nefesh, the Achayim Yishim Osav, so each of the Chidmuch, the Chidmuch HaBis Achidesh, who will invest in the Aflog, will release the Bis Yifrei Kual, which is the Chidmuch HaBis. We can be safe, Shara Vestes, Mono Bitzoro, Kola Vestes, in a Kabua, in Shere Kabua, ולמון או אין לבין ישראל, וכן הרמב״ם פרחס, ופרסורי את מלבו, כל זה בחוגים שרואה זה בך, שתגיד עם אבו של אחו, הוא נסתפלה לו אחרי שלו לבין, שהוא שלי שני. וואו, הרמב״ם, הרמב״ם זה לא רע לי, וכן הרמב״ם נסמק כפי שדהו להלוכה, או בין לבין. וכן, שצריך לוח שלו בעשת אחרי, וכן הרשבו, בתרס הבאי, סתפלה בו בשביל שלו בסבוע, צריך לשבוע בין לי, שהוא המדי, והוא נסתר. כלל שצריך לוח שלו בעשת אחרי. וכן כמה עושים את מוצא לקבור, כוס ברמב״ם, הרמב״ם, והתורם חבר, ובחרשס, כשהוא פועל בסד, הרי תחלנושים, וכשאצל ועמדים ועמדים, ובכל זו שצריך כל אוכל שלו נצח חידש. אלא בדה, אם נבין מייסי מלחידש לחידש, ואיזה יש לחידש, שבוע סובי, צריך כל אוכל שלו חידש עבור, ניסו לו אוהב. So what are the guys of the shach? Because some of the shaming mention in the bills. Some of the shaming mention is a chidish. They don't mention in the bills. What is it? Is the shaming, there is a machlekes, the answer is no, there is no machlekes. The important thing is in Zachidish. And many of the shaming they called in Zachidish in the babies. Why? Because 6 months a year, so the in the babies happens to coincide with in Zachidish. According to the Shach, the in the babies is the 31st day, so 6 times in the year, approximately, so the 31st, so the 31st day. Happens to be the Inus Achidish. If the hour is going on, it is a mom. The Raya Brugel, the Dvorai, by the Kosovo Apostle, the Tom Haber, the Gimorini Susan Gay, Hari Magadino Mishaz, the Ben Islam Gay, the Elizabeth Yosef, the Ramble, the Ramble, the Mishkin of Asia, the Gimorini Sadi Mukhadoshi. So if Mavibis Yosef, the Kamon, Umashi Kosa, un machicosa quaso di movies di movies in carbonis au di mai da di ben islam di ei mai la fetes o tafte che non va in garage e ben islam di ei la sria e la sria heres ma hai di stam chemisch nur morgen di noch name di mache di schosse au auf des hier la sria e la sria heres wo du zu voice in di stam chemisch morgen und bei stam chemisch morgen di sag mo mehr trosse weil du sei di stam chemisch So what it means is, because after all, the Chazoshim are based upon the lunar months. So in Mele, what is Imoli? Imoli means that it has 30 days. If the outgoing month is Imoli, so that means that the 30th is of the less of the outgoing month is still belongs to the outgoing month. And only the 31st days of the outgoing month is the first of the incoming month. So he says that Stam Chedesh is Imoli. Why? Because actually, a Chedesh should be every Chedesh, every lunar month is 29 Misleis, with which Shoreis, Tovshin, Tzadi Gimel, Chalot. And if there had been a halacha of Yom Matumene, the Atumene Shoreis, so then half of every 30th would be attributed to the outgoing month, and half of every 30th would be attributed, would be applied to the income. So that means, and that's why he says that Stam Chiddush is immoral, because after all, astronomically speaking, according to the lunar months, and the lunar month really consists of 29 days and half of the 30th. So because of that, when we say a month, we mean a month. We mean a month. But with TS, sometimes it's a molly, sometimes it's a host. Stabchidish molly. Void kit leilom tzino lochem leisim achidish. In kim zol tatu mol bochose. El leilom leisim achidish. So in other words, so what is the Shabbat here? It's very obscure, the Shabbat. I discussed it yesterday. In other words, on one hand, he mentions Rayas, that the Yenubim is the 31st. So then he should say, should be Asur on the Bible the 31st. But then he says, no, she's not Asur today. She's never Asur today. She's only Asur in the Zachidish. And if the outgoing month is a Molay, so then the Zachidish happens to be the 31st. So then it coincides with the Yenubim. But if the outgoing month happens to be a Hosea, so then the Zachidish does not coincide with the Yenubim. But as far as being rooted in terms of the Bible is concerned, so then Zachidish is important. So what is the significance of the Yenubim, which is always on the 31st? So we have to say, as the Kuntres Achim of the Rav Kloch says, Rashi, that the significance of inability consists in the fact that she has to make it digging, but she's in terrorist about it. Unless the 31st day happens to be in Zachidish and she has to about it. So that's the sheet of the Shach. That the inability is the 31st. But when she has to by law, and then Zachidish. So 6 months in the year, approximately, it happens to be the 31st, and she got to the Bible. 6 months in the year, it happens to be the 30th. So the 31st, she's not a single Bible, but it's still an inas in the Pyrenees, so maybe she has to make it be. Then the Shashi. All right, now. And she's a sole bylaw on the 30th. getting rid of it. So, 6 months a year, the 2 days merge. If the outgoing month is a Hosea, so then the 2 days merge. The 2 days merge. But she's a solo by the 2 days, according to the Bach, the Taz, the Prisha, the Wish, most of them. Then the Shach she takes to the country. The Shach she takes, she's only a solo by the days. But then, and the main is, it's not the 30th, but it's the 31st. It's the 31st. So the male, so what's the significance of the 31st being the main? So you have to say, that's in regard to thinking. So according to the Shach, if the Inesachim is happens to be on the 30th, so then the outgoing month is like the Taz, but he agreed with the bias of the Shach that the Inesachim is the 31st because of the notion of Rashi. Because Rashi says, he doesn't say if he came Lachach of Tessie, but if he came Lachalamadim, so he agrees with the Taz and the Bach and the Krishe that they are two separate days that the Rishis are so, in the Sachidesh and in the Beiris. But the Taz and the Bach and the Krishe, they all say that in the Beiris is the 30th, so the Chavis Taz, because of the bias of the Shach mentions, he holds the Beis in the 31st. So according to the Chavis Da'ash, he's also Asur on 2 days. But, in other words, but instead of saying she's Asur on the 30th and then it's a Chidesh, and so she says she's Asur on the 31st and then it's a Chidesh. The Or HaShulchan, he says, he agrees with the Shach, because the Shach, one of the eyes of the Shach is, some of the Shem mentioned in the Rishon. So what is it? Machlekes. So he says there is no machlekes. But they all mean in Machlekes. And why do they call in Rinnis? Why is it? Because Stam Chedesh is immoral. I mean, that's what he says. So the Or HaShulchan says that Elisha is only a soul of Bible on the 30th. Not on the in Machlekes. So when the Rishonim mention the Chiddush, they mean because usually it happens to be on the 30th. Why usually again? I mean, it is six months in a year. It is a Hosea and 6 months in a year the Chiddush is the Molek. So the Shite of the HaShulchan is that the woman who has no vessel, Kavua, is only a soul of Bible. Is only a soul by law on the 30th day. On the 30th day. So he says, the name of the Hekka, the Avesetuni Lamed, the Eilu Shekosfu Roshin Achidesh, Gamkin Kavnosin Kate, the Silchen Lishnen Oktu, we should be Stam Chidesh Lamed Yet. We should be Stam Chidesh Lamed. Alright. So this is what he says. Still he says it's all of him, because what the HaShulchan says, is not the shita of the Rishonim or the Achrayim. They don't say that. But, so, actually, there are three shitas. I mean, there are four shitas. So, the HaShulchan shita also. So, the shita of the Taz and the Bach and the Krishit of the Vush, that the woman is Asur Levayu on the 30th and the Inesachilesh. Then the shita of the Shach, she's only Asur Levayu on the Inesachilesh. And on the 31st, she only has to make a decay. And then the Shita of the Chavis Da'as is she's a soul bayo on the 31st in the Inesachidesh, and the Shita of the Or HaShulchan is she's only a soul bayo on the 31st. That's all. So four Shitas. Now let's see the Taz. Kuptute, Sipale. Kishesh is my Yudua Perush, Kolein, Sadestis, Mushikosu, Kuptidama, Sipayis. ואם האקשי סוכוס על מסיפסים ואפילו משפור במחס וששס ניתן קומש בו וליצור לכלוכן של סתם אינו של משווי שיהי אלו זמן הידוע לחוד כיפה שיהי שלו וסת קבוע כי לאלף הוא בהיץ בי I mean here it doesn't make any difference here the girl says is base So here the Gita says, "Kigin chop baolem oy chop feyum." So nothing wrong with this. I mean, with chop baolem or chop feyum. So he says that instead of a chop, there should be a base. Kigin beyalef oy beyaz. But it doesn't make any difference. I mean, we didn't have. All right. Afilu b'tamachas. So she calls man shel kavod u'botitz l'cholocha shel yavu yoseh. Afilu b'tamachas k'sheshesle. Pam shniya. Zehu bishon pesnes. Avu u'beset akzodeh she niskam t'lasim zeh. So b'isbomim shal vidu alev eino min amin. All right. Then, in kom u'beset l'shoyis, that's taken from the balanefesh. And what does it mean, b'beset l'shoyis? Perush b'nachat v'loso. U'shol dvorim kalitzi b'zeh. It does not mean Veset Rishoyis that if she's accustomed to see the dam always between 12 and 1, so she's not asur the whole day. She is asur the whole day because we pass Veset Machlokes Tanoi and we pass Veset Asur the whole day. So what the Rabbit says, if she's has a Veset Rishoyis, she's only asur the jaw, he means Kigin Nachat Loso, Shodvoy, Kalitzi Bazi, Sherigilo Liris Machmasis Man. In other words, if she's accustomed to seeing a certain hour because of a certain experience that takes place in that hour. But if she's accustomed to seeing a certain hour in the day, not because of a certain experience that takes place in that hour, then she's assured to the husband the whole day or the whole night. All right.
Okay.
Yes?
What if it's like 5 hours from the experience?
What do you say?
What if it's a few hours from the experience?
All right. So again, that third hour. In other words, if she's she's accustomed to see, let's say in the fourth hour after tefillin, so then she has saw that hour. All right, Kim Shomo Inasa Mutelis. So, in other words, if she has invested chain of blood, she only saw twice on the fifth of the month. So then, the fifth of the month has by, so she returns the bylaw without making it in. Mutelis. After that, the Jisimen Kuf Bilbo, Posa, the Im of Veset, Ichol, the Kashmir. So he has another Kashmir. How can he say, you see, according to the Psach of the Shach? Alright, our meaning is like the Achoy of the Shach. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Shach. The Shulchan Aruch passes in one motion that the woman who has a Veset Shini Kavua, so she has to make it Ike before every Tashmish. One motion says the first thing is, but one motion is before every Tashmish. So how can the Mechada say that if she has a Veset Shini Kavua, so then the moment the Ima Veset passed by, she's with Teresa by Loshin, to make it Ike. But if she has a Veset Shini Kavua, so every time she wants to be with the husband, she has to make it. So this time when the Bima Beset has passed by, he's not Gawa, then any other night. So how can he say, Kim Sheovo, no some Tere, she doesn't have to make it. That's the Kasha of the house. So Kan Maile, she may show up for Beset. El Sheshim so Achsho, the Beset Hadosho, the Mikovosi Gumuko. So the Tas says, here, the Mechaber has referenced to a woman who has a Veset Kavua. Let's say she has a Veset Kavua, seeing down every 20th day. But the last month she had a deviation and she saw down on the 25th day. Now in the following month, the following month, so the 25th day has passed by and she did not make any decay, so she's interested in law without making. So here we cannot apply the chumre of making a dikah before every tashmish. That only applies to a woman who generally has no veset kavua. But here the woman has a veset kavua, but she had one deviation. So chesheshes was zevul azeh. So roishol muto liris b'imchov v'shim so v'roas so v'yamamet. So chesheshes was zevul azeh. So b'meile in such a case he says she is mutera, she doesn't have to make it. Now there is a nikudas akes. So he says zeh neiv. The mashma, the ma'ira, the mitchilas tios, and the shach, the mitzvah akesef cannot say because we pass like Rashi, like most shaymin, that the woman who has a veset shini kavua is not required to make it begin, because this is directed against the mechaber. The mechaber doesn't pass like that. So the shach says something else. אבל יש רק מעט להוסו מי ראה שאין רובסת פעם בכל פעם מוזקת וראה אבל כאן יש רובסת אבל שאין לי תבוע סובץ החידש אני נפת אני בא לישראל אני בודס החידש כי זה זה נקודת הכסף זה בפיס הלוכת וכיוומן לכל שכנו לכל תמומו של שכנו כיוומן הוא איזה בסת שאין לי קבוע so the basic thing of one so she's the best thing you can be for every tashmish that only applies to a woman who is very regular in the sense that there isn't any particular day let's say so one month she'll see it on the 20th another month she'll see it on the 35th and another month she'll see it on the 25th another month she'll see it on the 28th I mean she has no there is not even a number of days when she's accustomed to see that. I mean, most women, even if they don't have a Beset Tavua, so they're not so even. That's infrequent. But many women, while they don't have a Beset Tavua, to see them on one particular day, let's say, so some women have a Beset Tavua, they see it always at the wedding, always at the wedding. But some women, so sometimes they will see it at the 25th, and sometimes they will see it on the 22nd, and sometimes they will see it on the 29th. But that's all. It's not, it doesn't fluctuate between the 19th and the 30th. So if it fluctuates between, I mentioned 19, because if it's 18, so then it's always nidosa. I mean, that would be abnormal. But even if it's not abnormal, even if it's not nidal of yeim, she'll be nidal and nidal. So sometimes a woman might fluctuate between one day and the other. I mean, there is no limit. So this kind of a woman, according to one Lashon Shalom Aruch, has to make a vike before every tashmish. But if a woman is not so irregular, but she has a beset on one of a few days, either is the 25th, or is the 22nd, or is the 29th, or is the 35th. So this kind of a woman does not have to make a vike before every tashmish. This is what the Shach says. Aliation of her some Maya Shape of Beset Kral, where she fluctuates within the whole range. I mean, it can be any day. But if she doesn't have the Liyan any day, it can just on certain days, but not one specific day. So then she doesn't have to make it DK before every Hashish. So the Mechaber has reference to this kind of thing. אבל כאן יש לו בסת, אלא שאין לי קבוע, שאין לי בסת. But it's not קבוע one day. It's not always on the 25th. Sometimes it's 25th, sometimes it's the 22nd, and sometimes the 29th, and sometimes the 35th. But not any other day. So such a woman does not have to make a decay before every Tashish. All right. Now, Uvi is the Shlesh Mishnai. So that is a Beset Aflog and Bill. Kishe Oasso Adei, this is one Rie, Oasso Shein is the Zidlamet, second Rie, Shlesh Tlamet Aleb, third Rie, Uvi is Lamet Veis, fourth Rie, so all together she had four Ries. So then she's Kibas, a Beset Aflog and Bill, can call it to whom, call it to Rav, because they call it to Shmuel, so only five Ries. So this is what the Tass says. ובי זה שיש משניים זהו כי שיימן שבסיף זיין אבל בי הראשינו הוא פסקנס לי שמואל בינון קאב רוע עשו בשלישי בשלישי שעשו שהוא מתמיירס פייב ריץ ומי הוא עם הוי לא בסת ומי הוא עם הוי לא בסת Shmuel, שהעיר הראשון מסתרב את כמיה חודש אופס, ולגמורה סייז, אם בואו לו פסט כאילו שהזכירו, והחקי אישית סוד לרואה סוד יהיו הגימו פרומי, מכל לו פסט דיני, זה זמן לגמורה סייז. ומי הוא לו פסט כאילו שכאילו שהוא יסוד, הגימו הוגיל היריס, ביסי פרוטט, לרואה סעקה, לא יציג מה, ביסי פרישי, והחקה ביסי פרמדלו, והחקה ביסי פרמדלו, כי בשביל הראשי, יוצא ראשי, סתם יעדים על מידי. So this, except, so in other words, the Taz here mentions, it's a little strange, because the Mechaber conceives Zion as reference to what kind of a Veset Bidiruk, a Veset Achilik Bidiruk, not Veset Aflore Bidiruk. In Sifei, he discusses a Veset Aflore Bidiruk, but in Sif Zion, he discusses a Veset Achilik Bidiruk. So when Taz explains it, so he mentions an example of a Veset Aflore Bidiruk. Now, mi pese ta kovualo, mi pese ha kovualo, so he said, umiu in hoyo lo pese kiven shi iskilo, hakem shiun so, shiun so, mi waso, mi nulo kino pote, mi kovo pese, mi nulo kino fisha, kovo shina, mi nulo kvaso, eisi shi kino po, mi pese ta kovualo, peus, shi iso le kilo nireis, vi imchop, vi imchop, Vishim, so there is, I mean, after all, he's discussing the same thing, so as in Sif Zion, the same case as in Sif Zion, but in Sif Zion, he mentioned the example of Esther Flock, and he mentioned the days when you were living with Sif of this, we were asked, Akach Mises, Mami Sif Shlishi, Vakach Mises, Vamid Ale, Vakach Mises, Vamid Vent. Now, when the best Takavu Allah, so he mentions other days, I mean, that makes any difference, but it's strange. Mivest Akavuala, Peru Shoiso, Yo Lives Vim Hov, Vishin So Lives Vim Hovale, Vihov Beis, Vihov Gimu, Afias Hovale Namie, Kipushigam Hi, Hoiso Vitera, Kipu Shop, Muyahim Shachel, Ubabemis, in possession Fish, Ubabemis, in possession Fish, Ubimorio Zel, there are Hiru shall show his word. I mean, it's Doma Poshet, Ubikomo came, Ishlema, the commercial. The commercial law, the person, the law came, the innovation law. In other words, what's his question? Why does the Shulchan Aruch even have to mention? The first portion he passed is like Shmuel. So what does Shmuel say? That in order to establish a Veset, HaChidosh B'Diruk, she must have four things. So the more as the question from a certain place, it appears that three things is not. So the more applies it to the case where the diluk took place as of here to four Veset Kavua and with the same diluk. In other words, the Del Paisa is reference to the case where a woman for years had a Veset on the 14th of every month. And then, in let's say Tovshin Lametes, so Nisan, instead of having this, the Rie, on the 14th of Nisan, she had it on the 15th of Nisan, and then on the 16th of year, and then on the 17th of Sikh. So naturally, so in such a case, will remain in the gestation. Because you in effect have four years in a certain pattern. So the Gemara had to mention it because in order to explain the price according to Shmuel. But why did the Shulchan Aruch have to mention it? That's his question. So he says, in the book of the Shlema, the Mashmur was literally the machine in the Hello, now, here, it's something strange again. So he says, Elo kisher vias, yutes, yirio chadosha, shalom hiyo bolo tchilo bazen. Shalom hiyo bolo tchilo bazen. So what does it mean? Shalom kisher vio, yutes, yirio chadosha. So it means, of course, it doesn't fit the example mentioned by the Mechaber, because the Mechaber mentions an example where the Rias B'Diluk were on the swarf, the Zion, Yud-Zion. So the Mele, why does he say here, Yishlima, the Komashmo, the Pusen, the Teme, the Inovishinam, Nami, and Elo Kishe, Rias Yutes, so he should say Rias Yudalet. In order to fit the example mentioned by the Mechaber, he should say Elo Kishe, Rias Yudalet, the Rio Chadosho. Shall we Google Tchilo Bezeh? So maybe it is easy to say that. After all, there could be a mistake in the print. In other words, it should be allocation. Yes, you dalet instead of your test. But it could be that there is no autorization. There is no autorisation. In view of the fact that the TAS, for some reason, in Sifres mentioned, shall so the Gil Olives be in Hof, Vishim Solides be in Hofala, the Hof Bains, even that in itself does not conform to the example mentioned by the Bechaba. So he thought of another example. So he mentioned two tests in order to fit the case that he mentioned. Either it's a Toy Sefer, it should be Tisharias Yudalet, so then it will fit the example mentioned by Mechaber, or it really means your test in order to fit his own example. Why should he mention his own example when the Mechaber mentions an example of the Smov, the Zayyat, I mean, no kasha. Alright. Shemiyah Shetes Yudhiyah Hadosh, Shemiyah Hadosh, Shemiyah Hadosh, ובדרישה רוצה להימה שהדין הוא כל אישי עם צורך הוא יש נעד את מי שמנשן סייה היא very big finish ובדרישה רוצה להימה שהדין הוא כל אישי עם צורך הוא ישום עם שום תהי מהכיו או איסור גילו לילס בתסבור והכיו רואה זו חוב או פלף או בייס ואינו חיפה דובינון שיהי באפוגים אחרים משמע דבישו בבינון כי משמע יסתמור בזה וכי משמע יסתמור השמור So, the Trisha mentions a very big Chiddush. I mean, which is not mistaken. I mean, the Taz, they are all Chiddush. And the Trisha mentions it as a tenet as to why the Mechaber had to mention this, which is a very simple thing. I mean, the same Kasha, that part of the Taz, part of the Trisha too. Why the Mechaber? Now, according to Shmuel, so, a woman doesn't establish a best fit unless they are foreigners. So then, the Shulchan Aruch says that if, let's say, she had a year to four best kavua of sitting down every 14th of the month, and let's say for years she had a period on the 14th of the month, and in order of Tafshin Lamitel, she also so down on the 14th of order, but then in Isin, so she deviated from that pattern. And she saw down on the 15th of this, and then here she saw down on the 16th of the year, and then in Sivan on the 17th of Sivan, so it's all. So, Michael Mashkov, that's the cash. So, she says, the Chiddush is that if the Dilu Korishin was in Dilu from year to four, Vesit Kavua, so then even if it's not the same kind of Dilu, because the other Dilugim are the Dilu of what? Let's say the dialogue between the Rio of Nissen and the Rio of Via is a dialogue of one. One day. The dialogue between Nia and Sidon is a dialogue of one day. Is a dialogue of one day. But suppose she had the best of war of sitting down for years on the 15th of the month. On the 15th of the month. And then and in order she also saw on the 15th of the month. But Nissen, she was mishaya from her pattern. And she saw down on the 20th of Nissen. And then in Iya on the 21st of Nissen. And in Sidon on the 22nd of Sidon. So even according to Shmuel, she'll establish a Pesach B'Tiluk that every succeeding month, one day later in the month. Why? Why? Because even though the first diluk was a diluk of 5 days, not of 1 day, so still she establishes a vesed b'diluk on account of the fact that the first diluk was a diluk from here to four vesed kavua. That's the chiddush of the mechaber. These are the pieces, but the Taz is masik on them. So what if the first diluk is a diluk from here to four vesed kavua? It still does not supply this element of parity. In other words, that according to Shmuel, there have to be 4 years and with three delugim. That is the same. But here, you have 4 years with three delugim, but two delugim consists of a delug of 1 day, and one delug consists of a delug of 5 days. So what if if the first Diluc is a Diluc from here to four vessels of water. Suppose the first Diluc would not be from here to four vessels of water. Suppose the woman has a vessel chain of water. She's here right now. And let's say, and you know there, of Tovshin Lamites, her vessel, she had a period, let's say, on the 15th. And then in Nisi, she has the period on the 20th. And then in Iyar, she has the period on the 21st. And in Sivan, she has on the 22nd. So even the preacher will be made there. That according to Shmuel, she doesn't establish it. The preacher only says, if the first Diluc is a Diluc, from here to four vessels. What? So the question is, so what the significance? In the fact, well, so, I mean, it can be explained, it's not so unreasonable, it's not so reasonable, what the preacher says, but it's not so unreasonable, I mean, it makes sense. The slogan of the preacher is that if, let's say, the Diluc is not from here to four vessels to one, so maybe we don't see that the woman is cultivating a certain routine, a certain pattern of sitting down in the succeeding month, one day later than in the previous. Mashrim came, unless the Diluc is the same in all the Diluc. But if the first Diluc is a Diluc from here to four vessels of water, and now, so we know that this woman has a tendency to sit down in a regular pattern, not irregular way, but in a certain form, in a certain pattern. So, because until now, let's say, until Rishchei Shodeh, so she also sat down in the pattern. But it was on the 15th of the month. Now, Anissen, she deviated from that pattern, and all of a sudden, on the 20th of the month. And then in Iyar, 21st of the month. In Sivan, the 22nd of the month. So it also gives us ground to assume that this woman, she deviated from one pattern and she embarked upon a new pattern. Masha'inke, if the first Diluc was not a Diluc from heretofore, Veset Kavua, so then you need a preacher. But most poskim achilut on the preacher's feet. In other words, then he says, V'yei Shemri, in other words, the Shite of the Rache and the Rashbo, who passed like Rav, because the Rambam, they passed like Shmuel. They passed like Shmuel. But the Shite of the Rache and the Raved is to pass like Rav. So he says, V'yei Shloches L'Divrei Emulach. So it's Mashma from that Roshim, if we pass like Rav, that's a chumrei. If we pass like Shmuel, it's a kolei. But it's not so. In one sense, so passing like Rav is a chumrei. From the point of view of the Veset B'Diluc, so passing like Rav is a chumrei. Because according to Rav, she already has a Veset Kavua. So she already has a Veset Kavua. Mimele, it will require three Achilles in order to be Neka. But from the point of view of the Veset, Sheini Kubua Bishome, so the Chumre is according to Shmuel. Because the Aloha is that as long as a woman did not establish a Veset Kubua, so she has to be Chisheshes for the Veset Sheini Kubua. So if we pass like Rab, that when she saw the Svov, the Zion, Yud-Zayed, even though she didn't see Yud-Ches in the following month, she already established the Veset Kavua B'Diluc, so the Melech, she becomes relieved of her obligation of following up a Veset Sheini Kavua B'Shot. Masha'inkin according to Shmuel, that she did not as yet establish a Veset Kavua B'Diluc, so the Melech, she does not become relieved of the burden of following up a Veset Sheini Kavua B'Shot. So there is a chumre in either way. So why does he say, V'yei shlochosh l'divrei mulhachmir, as if all the chumres had been taken away by Rav, Shite, and not by Shmuel. The chumres either way. Yei shlit meyo, yo gam l'leo rishen mishchumrachas. The haini mishloch shash nivested in the kareach beno, in the ashim nikva, which was in the kimo, because I boy, in the kareach 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 in the kare בכינו פונים וסדדינו ולהלק יחשש וסדשאים שיש לו ואין לחשש אצלו יולי ולידי עורש אינו דת איזה קולי תושמואל לא ניקו עדיין לבסת קבוע בהירות so ממילא דה בסת בשווה בסת שני קבוע בשווה still remains effective לחשש כבשאים על כל חוך כוס אפילו לכל מזל ומזה קיימון תסבור ראשינו דהיינו בקיימון בשני מהחת We know him, so in other words, somebody is back saying, when the Mechaba said, he's not in the brain, he'll have me. He means he's not in the brain, he'll have me. Vis-a-vis the Beset, we do. But, vis-a-vis the Beset, we show it, so the Chumri is that way. All right, we actually look in the Mechaba, the Torah says, Shekosa, Shorosh Kosa, Kisvor Rishayno, Kisvor Kamayitze, Lahayme Kishmuel. שמואל בגמור, את דלוי קרב, שהוא כסבור בסלקם, שיר שנוגח, דלוי בלי, כוס הגרוש, מדפחז, דקיים אלון קרב. That's a story, I mean, that all everybody mentions against the horse. Now, we have been מחלק את השני, how we pass, whether we pass כבר קרב or pass כבר שמואל. Why is there a matter of this? Now, the Rambam, so they pass They passed in the Rosh in Chesidei, so they passed in like Shmuel. Why like Shmuel? At all. It's Rabbi Yisur Shmuel Bedine. So the Yisur Chesidei exists. But the same machlokes between Rabbi and Shmuel applies to Yichus. There it's for me. So the Rambam passed in Passed like Shmuel because Hilchas is Shmuel B'dine, and the same Machlokes applies to Nidiches, and Rach and Raibet and Maladefesh they pass like Rav because this Machlokes is mentioned in Miseches Nide in the Gav to Hilchas Nide, so there it is. So it's Hilchas Kiyamizon. I mean, it's difficult to say anything. Why should we say Hilchas is Shmuel B'dine? Why should we say Hilchas Kiyam B'Yisur? I mean, I don't know. But anyway, that's the machlokes. So the Rosh there is a stir. On one hand, the Rosh passes like Shmuel. And in the other hand, the passes like that. So this is what it has this. We actually look in the middle of our conversation because if your Rosh posakis roi kamalitze, the Heineke Shmuel, big more, the roi kera, שהוא כסבור הבאס וקם הוא נשאר כשאר הוא נשאר כשאר שלא בדעות ואי כוסף הראש בדף חי ניתן לו כרב בקיצור אחר נציפה של כסף הראש נציפה של כסף so it's very strange the goodness of כסף answers the fashions of the task to resolve sometimes it's massive sometimes it's not massive sometimes he agrees but here he says כמו קידמי על הדעת מלאר בזה ורשמתי גם כמרמוקים שאני על הדעת לדעת, ולתאז is not the first one to raise that spirit against the Rosh but it doesn't give any time now רואה עשו גימו פעמים וגימו חדוש רואה עשו גימו פעמים וגימו חדוש now this is the example that according to the Rach's Pshat is the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So all the other Rishayim explain Rav the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in regard to the case where she saw this one missing, the Zayin B'yeh, the Zayin B'siven. That's all. But the Rach explains it when she saw this one missing, the Zayin B'yeh, the Zayin B'siven, and then the small bitamus, the Zion, the Or, Yud Zion, the El, and then again, the small, the Tish, and so on. This is how the Rav. So, now the question arises, so the Mechaber mentions, this, Roasso, Gimu, Pomi, Gimu, Chodosh, and Gimu, because of Roasso, this is Gimu, Matzma, Mimu, I can change Gimu, Pomi, Mami, the Vesit, Kabua, Gimu, Chomile, because it was missing the idea, the idea of the Chomile, the Roasso, so that works, so it passed, so according to the Rav's chart, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in this case. So only according to Rav, she establishes a vessel became chomir. I mean that is called a vessel became chomir, a contra. But according to Shmuel, she doesn't establish a vessel became chomir. Now here the Mechaba passes like Rav. So, but why should we pass like Rav? According to the Rav, so Shmuel is chayav. And Shmuel says in such a case, she doesn't establish a vessel became chomir. And the Mechaber in Sif Zayin mentioned to Rishayim as to whether we pass like Rav or we pass like Shmuel. So the first lashon says that we pass like Shmuel. Why? Because in view of the fact that the same machlekes applies to the kiches, and so it's Hilchas Shmuel Nida. So maybe we should pass like Nida, like Shmuel. So maybe so here we should also mention to Rishayim. So the answer. So there is a very simple text. So there is a very simple text. It's not that the Mechaber has a suffix, whether the right pshat in the Gemara is the pshat of all the Rishonim or the pshat of the Rav. The Mechaber Rishon is convinced that the right pshat in the machleket between Rav and Shmuel is the pshat of all the Rishonim, not the pshat of the Rav. That's not the pshat in machleket between Rav and Shmuel. But since the Rav mentioned such things, and according to Rav, it's talking the machleket between Rav and Shmuel, so the Mechaber really says in effect here that according to all the other Rishonim who explain Rav and Shmuel as applying to a different case, not to a case of Diluk Cholulim, but just to a case of Diluk. So how would it be in the case of Diluk Cholulim? Then even Shmuel would agree that she established the message. Shmuel is only chelik in regard to the case of Diluk, but in the case of Diluk Cholulim, so even Shmuel will be made. That's why the Mechaber doesn't mention here two machines. Alright. Have you much of a link at the Kitzo, can the Svob be missing, the Zion Tamus, can the Svob be yellow, the Svob be off, the Zion Elf, Kobo West. There is something missing here, I mean, but it's pushing that the Taz just omitted to mention the Svob be missing, the Zion be missing, and then. And Tezvov Benisi, Tezayim Bnei'er, and then he says, Tezvov Besiven, and Tezayim Tanus, and then Tezvov Be'or, Tezayim Be'er. So he just omitted mentioning that the same woman, saw also down on Tezvov Benisi and Tezayim Bnei'er, that he omitted, but he means that. So, okay, so how much of this to the kids? Kigei, Tezvov Benisi, Tezayim Bnei'er. The swab be simple, the Zion be Tamus. But I came to swab be off, the Zion be out. Couple of rest, I came to the Hiddish Achor, the Hamisho Sobe, who be shaped the Zion be, the Hill Ayo, or the Kamashmo, the Pusset, after the Madiba, who be Gimu Yomi, that is the swab, you Zion as Minobas, or the Hishesh, the Hiddish Ashish, the Yomi Zion, after the Shay, the Yomi, give the swab patient, who may lay that in Madiba, could be any Savish Yomi, and she was a Dalipon. Without it, show is bombing, deal with the Duncan as the last day. And when no catcher is bombing, because they have a she or she who is the pay, or maybe who are the base of the Kero Pasha. But it's impossible that Taz means that if they were two years, so then she only to establish a vessel, to establish a vessel, holy law. So it's only necessary that twice. Two periods like that. No, in two periods like that, you cannot establish a vessel. You need three periods like that. So he just omitted at the Svob Benissim Tezayim. He just omitted. All right. Now, here there is a very strange task. Very strange task. I can't fix that. Anyway, Ube Alev Yehovsem Ukres Akese is Meir Alev Haz. Now, what did he say? Sif Yudal. Was Ube Alev Benissim Ube Alev Benissim. וביחד ביאור קובו לובסת או לשחיל של ניגוד אבל לא עשו ביחד בניסים so in other words לא עשו ביחד בניסים וביחד בניסים וביחד ביאור קובו לובסת או לשחיל של ניגוד so then he says זהו ישנו לי בסיב זך so I mean what does it do with the ישנו לי בסיב זך The Yishayim of Sif Zayin in reference to a case of Diluk, different kind of Diluk. Diluk in arithmetic progression, you see. Diluk in the sense of an arithmetic progression, when the Svov Benissen, the Zion, the Iyer, Yudzayim, the Ziv, that kind of Diluk. So, he's talking Machleke with the Rav and Shmuel. But this Diluk, where she just misses 1 month, she alternates. This kind of Diluk is not talking Machleke with the Rav and Shmuel. What is it to do with the Torah Sheinis? So that's one thing that is difficult. So why did he say Zeh Oli Yishen V'Nisiv Zayin? Avon V'Dei Oli Yishenu who passed us like Shmuel Tzrich Eshetir Eloi V'Yachol Be'o. So first of all, V'Yachol Be'o must be Toi Sefer. Doesn't make sense, V'Yachol Be'o. So you should say Avon V'Dei Oli Yishenu Tzrich Eshetir Eloi V'Yachol Be'tishre, not V'Yachol Be'o. She saw Dam on the first of Nisim and then on the first of Sivan, so she alternates. That's invested in alternating. So that's also called Diluk. So you use the same expression, but there's a different meaning. So mainly you should say, Avon V'Dei Oli Yishenu Tzrich Eshetir Eloi V'Yachol Be'tishre. Oh, so you have to say it's Toi Sefer. It's V'Yachol Be'tishre. But even if we are doing this V'Yachol Be'tishre, it's still difficult. It has nothing to do with the machleket between Rav and Shmuel. It has nothing to do with the machleket between Rav and Shmuel. So this is what Nevi'im Zakesef says. He says, "Loydok doch lekula amar yom shem amine." When you go to the shach, perik sifkot mechaveitz, gama sheoma sheitzricho shetirei beachol be'alu eniyochem dehoro asom veshrei shli bilugim v'imkein levidvom of tzricho shetirei beachol mitishre. Avon gam zehin eiyuchem shekzat shomzot etzim davoposhim. That there is a Torah Sefer. He should say, "Avon di yom shem tzricho shetirei beachol mitishre." Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. But that's a Toi Sefer, there's no doubt about it. But with the Toi Sefer, it's still difficult, because it has nothing to do with the Machleket between Rav and Shmuel. The Machleket between Rav and Shmuel applies to a Veset Bidiluk in the sense of an arithmetic progression, but it has no bearing upon Veset Bidiluk in the sense where the woman alternates. In other words, 1 month she sees, another month she doesn't see. So of course, The first one is Nami. And the strangest thing is that the Taz himself in Sif Yudvei says the same thing that the Nevi'im Zakesef says. That is the strangest thing. So Vesed Asir Kriyo Vishenu Nami with the Brehaki, the Avro Pishe Rechiko Vinisel, El Shini Rechas Vesto Vitrimo Shomer Dim, Shini Chishesh Esau Vishrevish Vishrevish, Hasomo. כי שבוע עשר בשביל שליש וחשש לו בשביל שיעה. אם בוע עשר בשביל סיבן, אם בוע עשר בשביל סיבן, חשש לו בשביל סתמוס הסומכי. אם בוע עשר בשביל סתמוס, אם חשש לו בשביל שעב. אף על פי שמחלוד אז, בישחודו של כי לחלוד לו בשינו. וכי שעפסוק את החידש השני, ביטלו ריא שחיד שאולישי. וריא שחיד שהשלישי היא הסכום הספסר, וחשש עשר בשביל שהסומוך, ולא יעזר. So what does it mean? So again we discuss the same thing. But he calls it here Vesed Asir. So So he calls it on Dilugim. But here he calls it Vesed Asir. But it's the same thing. So let's see what the Taz says. Vesed Asir ki Rishiva Pirish Asir ko Rishchevish. Da'ay Mishawa Asir Rishchevish Nisim, U Rishchevish Sivet, U Rishchevish Shor, Kobo Rab Rishchevish Nisir, Shachakein U Rishchevish Rishchevish Elu, El Rishchevish Tish, Vichay Leiro, Vikan Hava Rishchevish Nisim Namiye, Afilu Ledei Kamay Sidi Sibdale, Ba'afrog Ebedilu, Shetzricho Ledale Tviyas Dosa Vichashino Nimizachidesh, Kamo Yishomen Vinri Rishino Rishino Shalvi Zeh Yemika Vestafog, נמצא ראשינו ראשינו שייך להדודים דווקא לקריא רסטו או כל אורחים ראשינו מאמינים כאילו לבד שייך אס להפות אבותם הבקריא אסל לשחידש ואבותם כרשחידש של מישהו מאמינים כי בי לבד לי יש גם כי שיוך אס הבסק מצד שהוא רשחידש ומה לי שיש נראי או רשינו של רשחידש לשניו ושל רשחידש אחד מהם או ישניים סייף סייף הבסק דווקא רשחידשו so he says the same thing that is the whole thing that the real Rishenu is Naminye. It has nothing to do with the Machloket between Rav and Shmuel. So why is it Amin in the seed before? He says, Zeh Oli Yishenu V'Nisiv Zayin. After the end, and then the rest of the Mechaber after the end.